Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another guest episode today. I've been loving guest episodes. You guys know I kind of took a break from them a little bit, so I've been only bringing on the best, and I'm so excited for today's episode because you guys know I've been focusing a lot on self-care, hair care, skin care, and I've been obsessed with stalking this specific influencer on TikTok and on Instagram, and I know a lot of you have heard about her as well. So Tatiana, do you want to do a little introduction on who you are, where you're from, and everything that your content consists of?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. Hi, guys. I'm Tatiana. You guys have probably seen me on socials. My handle is Tatlafada. I am a beauty creator. I share everything from skincare to makeup to hair care to self-care, everything you can imagine. It's like what I stand for. I love self-care. I love beauty. It just like, I think radiates through my body. So that is the kind of content I post. I'm from Boston, but you can probably find me in New York. I'm always going back and forth. I started this journey full time about a year ago. So it's honestly kind
Oh,
of
it's
been
very new.
Yeah. So I've been doing it for like a year and a half, but for half of the year in 2022, it was just kind of like a, you know, whatever kind of posting here and there. And then I really, really like dove all in actually January 9th of last year when I got furloughed from my medical sales job. So
Wow.
yeah, so I was ready to get out of the, you know, corporate life, but I just didn't have it in me to pull the trigger. And so it was like God telling me like, all right, you gotta go. Like, I'm cutting you off. Like, you need to full dive into it. And it was the best thing I could have ever done.
That is crazy that it's only been a year of you kind of diving in, because you have a big following on all of your socials.
Yeah, it happened pretty fast.
How did that
honest,
feel?
but
Like, how did it feel for it to grow? Did it feel like, oh, this is 100% what I'm meant to be doing?
Yes, 1000%. I mean, I knew this is what I was supposed to be doing. I mean, even when I was doing it part-time, like, probably shouldn't tell you this, but I was focusing more on this than I was my full-time job, because it was my passion and it's always been my passion. And I finally felt like I had this creative outlet that I can actually like explore and really show people who I am. Because when I was in the corporate world, I was a shell. Like, I was not myself every day. It just was the truth. And I, you know, I was pretending to be this person and doing whatever it took because that's the journey I thought I was supposed to take. But clearly my mind and my intentions were somewhere else. So when everything happened, it kind of just was like very, very like, what's the word? It was very clear to me what I should be doing. So once I started full diving in and like really actually putting time and effort into my content, it just like went off the tracks. And I'm so, so, so grateful for that. And I really like, I care so much about my followers, and like, I love my community. Like, they all know, they can tell you, I respond to every comment. Like, people DM me, I respond. Like, it's just, I just love it. I love it.
Yeah. And what is it, when you say you went all in with your social media and it started taking off, what is that kind of inquiry? Because I feel like now the social media space, a lot of people are trying to get into it, but because it's so oversaturated, it's difficult to even really gain a following or have people know who you are. So what are your tips for kind of starting with social media and growing that following?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is where the miscommunication comes in with creators and like, you know, the whole, I want to be big, I wanted this. Don't start because you want to be big. Start because you want to share something that you're passionate about. I did not start the journey to be like, I need to gain a million followers. You know what I mean? I didn't start saying, I want to have a huge following. I actually started originally because I was getting married and I was doing my own makeup wedding. Sorry, my wedding makeup. And I was like, I bet you there's so many other people out there that are also doing this and would probably benefit by me doing trials online. So I started doing that, and I think I did like 7 different trials of me sitting in front of the camera and just showing what my makeup was going to look like on my wedding day and why I was doing it this way, how I could make it last long. I was getting married in the Bahamas, so it's going to be 100 degrees there. So I'm like, all right, it needs to last long. I need to have technique because I don't like full glam. Like, that's just not who I am. And if you look at my content, you'll see that I really like the natural, glowy, like, authentic makeup look. Mm-hmm. And so I started sharing that. And I think the people really saw that I had something that they valued. They valued my insight on the makeup and how I was able to make it me, but still have like a technique as like a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. So that's where the makeup part took off. And then back to what I was saying, I think starting it with a purpose and not starting it as in I want to be big is huge, because people catch on to that. If you're making videos just to go viral, a lot of the times the viral videos are not even the followers that you want. They're usually like either creepy men or mm-hmm. like just random people, not a target audience that you want.
Yeah.
If you're posting viral videos that aren't even related to what you want to be known for, you know what I mean? So I think when you start really posting valuable content that means something to you and is not just post, you know, just to post content, and you're authentic, that's where the following comes from. And I think that's a huge misconception in this new age of people seeing like how an influencer has a full-time job in content creation and the money they make and the opportunities they have. All of those opportunities happen because of the authenticity of that creator. It doesn't just happen overnight.
Yeah. And I think you have to be, there has to be something different about you, because there Absolutely. Are millions of people posting hair, makeup, skincare, fitness. Totally. It's like, what's going to make you different is just you being yourself, because I follow so many different people who post fitness, but it's like, I like mm-hmm. each one for a specific totally. Reason. So you have to be authentic.
Take
with
Whitney Simmons for an example. Like yeah. she's a great example. She's been posting fitness content for like 15 years, probably 10 years. I don't even yeah. know how long. I was watching her on YouTube when I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, but she's so authentic to herself and people love that about her. Mm-hmm. But then there's other people that, you know, are just posting workout content and stuff like that. And they're not talking to the camera, or they're not even showing any little bits about themselves. And that makes such a difference, I think.
It does. And it's not easy. Like, even for myself, like I talk on my podcast, obviously, so much and post every week, but then it comes to TikTok and I'll go to do a talking video and I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, when I was first starting out, I remember like when I still was doing, even a year ago, to be honest, like you just like doubt yourself for yeah. everything. And when I started really like loving myself for who I am in my real life, it picked up on camera and it picked up on the content I was posting, because I would just post whatever. Like yesterday, for example, I posted a video with goggles on, getting laser on my face.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Swearing. That's who I am. Yeah. That's who I am. It hurt me. So I said, holy shit. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And people think that's funny because that's who I am. It's not yeah. like me trying to be someone who mm-hmm. I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just a really good example of that.
Yeah, I think it's very obvious when a content creator is just funny, because that's just their personality. I know yeah. exactly the laser, like that was like in yeah. your nostril.
Oh my God,
like,
it hurts so bad.
I didn't recognize it was you at first. I was like dying of laughter. I looked at the username. I was like, oh, this is Tatiana.
Like, oh my God, it's her. Exactly. Because like, so funny. I just don't care. I post yeah. whatever I want. And that's how it should be. It should be fun. It shouldn't be something that you're stressing about or checking to see if anyone's commenting hate comments. Like, it should not be that. It should be yeah. something that's fun and a creative outlet and just something to enjoy every day.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I want to dive into skincare, because even just yeah. looking at your skin right now, I'm like, oh my God, like insane. I have struggled with acne since mm-hmm. I was, I think, 14. It's been almost 10 years now. Like, I have oh, yeah. gone through the acne journey. It's been a oh. lot worse than it is now. But I know a lot of people, obviously your teens, your 20s, even your 30s, like people struggle with acne, hormonal cystic. Have you ever had, like, did you have an acne journey where this kind of why it inspired you to start taking care of your skin?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to get a little deep here, but mm-hmm. when I was around 14 to 16, I suffered really, really, really terribly with an eating disorder, and my hormones were so messed up. I mean, that's where mine came from. I had really, really bad hormonal acne, yeah. so much clogging on the chin, all over my cheeks. My pores were enlarged, everything. I mean, I was so uncomfortable in my skin that it was like insane, but it was caused because of what I had done to my body when I was mm-hmm. younger, and I never fixed that. And so it went throughout my entire life, really, until 2 or 3 years ago, all through college, all through that, I was always breaking out. I thought I just had, you know, oily and congested skin. I thought that's just the skin I had.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And it's funny because, like, my mom, she's been an esthetician for 25 years. And it's funny because they teach you in esthetician school and stuff all about skin, but they don't teach you about the real cause of acne. Acne is always caused from the inside, no matter what it is, whether it be cystic, hormonal, fungal, whatever it is, it's caused from something that's going on inside. And when I started realizing that, and I said, I haven't really cured anything that I've done to my body since I was 16. I've been struggling since I was 16 years old. You know, I'm 28 now. Like, I just never put two and two together until a few years ago when I really started, like, paying attention to my gut and how my hormones were. I got off birth control about a year ago. And I also had been on birth control since I was 16 years old. I mean, I had an IUD and for 7 years of my life. I mean, it was, no one thinks of that. There's so many things that go into it. And yes, so to answer your question, I had really bad hormonal acne on and off until about 3 years ago when I really, like, dove into my internal health. And now people say, like, people can look at me and be like, wow, your skin's amazing. Like, what do you use? But it's actually something that I'm so proud of because I did that. You know what I mean? I didn't go to a doctor. I didn't, you know, do all this stuff. Same thing with dermatologists. Like, dermatologists are trained to put you on medication. Nothing against dermatologists, nothing against it, but they are trained to put you on medication and not cure the root problem.
Yeah.
And it's this whole new kind of wave of holistic health. It's
a quick fix. Yeah.
Yes. This new wave of holistic health, it is amazing because it is what really cures things. It's really insane.
It is. I remember when I can relate to kind of not feeling confident. And when you have acne, it's like, I used to have acne, like, all over, like you were saying, cheeks, chins, ever. I wouldn't leave my house sometimes. I would never leave my house without makeup. I would cancel plans because I was like, nope, I'm not going out with the skin.
Absolutely.
And, like, none of my friends ever had any acne. Not, like, they'd get one pimple a year. And it was like, they could never understand why I was so self-conscious. Like, no, I get what you mean. I have this pimple. I'm like, no.
No, you don't.
And it's aggravating when they, like, complain about that one pimple because you're like, what do I look like to them? So I relate to feeling self-conscious because it's your skin. And as a woman, oh, you have makeup and whatever, but it's like when you go to the beach, when you go to the pool, like, it's your face. It's not something that you can hide. And, like, it's, you see people looking at it, and it's really is, like, so it does drain you a lot. And, like you said, I would go to the dermatologist, go on birth control. I, like, went off birth control for 6 months and I was like, get me off of this. I'm so depressed. I'm anxious. Yeah. It's not even helping my skin.
I could get into birth control. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. I was so scared of it. And, like, I literally went out for 6 months and I went on spironolactone. It's like nothing was helping. And when I would go to dermatologists, it's like, well, let's put you on this topical or this and that. And I'm like, why aren't you asking me, what am I eating? How many hours of sleep am I getting? Like, it's ridiculous.
How much water am I drinking? Like, how are my cortisol levels? Like, there was just so,
I never even know what a cortisol level was until, like, a month ago on TikTok.
Isn't that crazy? I know. Cortisol levels have almost everything to do with your body, especially because it's correlated with the gut, and gut health is everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it is everything. And cortisol levels are very, very, very correlated with your gut. And it's like, if you can take care of those two things, your life will just start, like, block by block, just start getting a little easier because
literally
it really does have such an impact on your body.
Yeah. I started going to a holistic doctor, I think a year and a half ago. And she was like, your cortisol levels, this, your gut, this. She's like, it's literally a triangle. Like, if your gut is messed up, your hormones are messed up, your thyroid, whatever, it all ties in, especially as women. Like, our hormones are, you know, very different than a men's hormones. Very sensitive, constantly changing. Like, it has to be something you take care of. And I think, like, I stopped going to doctors about my skin because I was like, nothing, don't tell me to do this skincare or that. I have to fix what's inside first. And I gave up gluten, I think, almost 2 months ago. And already I'm, like, flushing out my acne and, like, not as bloated. And I'm like, how
you
come?
You could have been allergic.
Yeah, I could have been allergic sensitive. Yeah. My holistic doctor actually told me like a year ago, she's like, try to give it up. And I was like, I can't. And now like I just took the initiative to like try it out and try to make lifestyle changes rather than focusing. Like the skincare I think is important. I actually started Korean skincare because of you, which I'm gonna be talking about today. But it really is all internal, and like even just like taking care of your mental health, like it all has to do with your skin. So what are some tips that you have for anyone listening for internal actions to start taking for their skin?
Yeah, so I think internally the first thing you can do is prioritize your gut health. Prebiotics, fermented food examples are like Greek yogurt. 0% Greek yogurt, not 2%, not 3%, nothing. 0% Greek yogurt. It tastes not good, but you can add stevia drops, whatever you want to it. I have literally a yogurt bowl every single morning. Okay. One of the best things and easiest things I could have started implementing, because also crazy, a lot of yogurts are not really yogurt. I mean, they're not yogurt at all. They don't have any pre or proactive ingredients in the yogurt. And one of my favorite brands that I like to eat is Coconut Cult. Coconut Cult is unbelievable for your gut.
Where do you get it from?
You can get it online, or they have some at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these little wellness stores. They probably have it at Erewhon. Like,
okay.
It's a very prebiotic filled yogurt. Yogurt is supposed to be sour. That's how you know it's actual real yogurt. So all of these Chobani, like all these Yoplait, whatever the frick they are, those are not yogurts. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking like, oh, I'm eating yogurt, it's good for me. Like, it's actually not good for you. It's actually destroying your gut. That's number one. So that's one thing you can start doing. Kombucha, a prebiotic pill, like just start implementing things, lots of greens and lots of reds. Those things can really, really help you. Another thing is focusing on your cortisol levels. So like I post it on TikTok all the time. Like some easy things you can do is stop drinking coffee on an empty stomach. That's number one, because that increases your cortisol levels so much. Just like lifestyle things like that. Eat before, you know, you drink your coffee. Yeah. High fat, high protein breakfast is really amazing for your hormones and for your gut. It lines your gut in a really, really good way. What else? Stop picking up your phone when you get up in the morning. Right when you wake up and you put your device to your eyes, it like your brain doesn't know you're awake yet. So your cortisol levels are going to heighten so much by doing that. And a huge one is your workouts. HIIT, high interval training workouts, are so bad for women's hormones. If you're doing it more than twice a week is even pushing it. Yeah. Once a week, if you love it, I understand. Like people love Orange Theory. People love people like that stuff, the circuit training and stuff like that, but it's really not good for you. So if you're going to Orange Theory or you're going to these high interval training workouts and you feel like, oh my God, I'm so bloated, I am not losing weight, it's because your body's not reacting well to it. So low impact workouts are amazing. Walking, Pilates, yoga, any of these really great exercises that are working your muscles, but they're not causing a spike in your heart rate or anything like that, are amazing to implement into your workout routine. I love weight training. It's something that I have been doing for years, and literally like at least 11 or 12 years I've been weight training. I loved it. I started doing Pilates and I swear to you, my body just went shrunk. It was insane. My face, everything just got so much more less inflamed, because I was lifting really heavy. Because, you know, we grew up in an age where we're like, okay, fitness, Instagram, like, oh, these girls are, you know, all these girls are lifting heavy and they look amazing and blah, blah, blah. And that may work for them, but that does not mean it's going to work for you. And you have to just find out that sweet spot, because everyone's different, obviously. You got to find out the sweet spot of what works for you. But everyone can benefit from a low impact workout.
Yeah, and
walking is the best thing you can do.
Because
it's so good for you.
Yeah, I grew up playing sports, so like super intense basketball, everything. And because I was conditioned to that, when I started going to the gym, I wasn't like trying to do any low impact workouts because my body was used to like hustling and like breaking. Like if you don't sweat, you didn't work out. So like I started HIIT, I started weight training, and I felt myself getting bigger. And like, I even look at pictures now of like 3 years ago before I went to the gym, and then a year later, and I'm like, oh my God, like I got, and swollen. You know what? To each their own. If that's how you want to look, that's how you want to look. But for me, I was like, oh, I'm not happy with my body. I'm working out every day. And the fact that I'm not happy with my body is not okay. And the past few months, I started walking every day for an hour. I started Pilates. I was like, let me just pull the trigger on Pilates.
It's
like,
so great.
I like mat Pilates more than reformer.
Really?
Yeah. I like mat Pilates more. I think reformer is just so overwhelming for me. I'm like switching this and that. I was like,
yeah, it is. It is a lot. Yeah,
it is. But I totally agree with everything you said. Even the phone on the first thing in the morning is such a bad habit of mine, especially like
mine too.
It's my alarm clock. I pull it. I'm like, notifications from who? Like it's so bad.
Exactly. I know. That's something that we really have to work on because like our lives are on the phone now. I mean, it's just true. And like, especially when you have kids and you have all this thing, like all these things, it's just hard to implement these things. But I think I always say this is we have one body. I get that everybody has different circumstances and different things to do, but you're never too busy to take care of yourself ever. You're just
not.
Your
best investment is yourself. Yeah.
Yes. The best investment you can make is yourself. There's nothing better than feeling confident in yourself. There's nothing better.
Okay, you guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode with Tatiana. I know that I am. I've been so excited to have her on as a guest. And I'm also very excited to announce that this episode is sponsored by Green Chef. You guys know I'm all about saving time, saving money, and eating clean. I've been focusing on a gluten-free diet recently. And as me and Tatiana are talking about in this episode, eating clean and just taking care of what you're putting into your body will show on the outside. So no matter what products you use, no matter what tools you use, no matter what routines you have or self-care habits you have, it really matters what you're putting into your body. So Green Chef is a certified meal kit company. They make eating well easy with plans to fit every single lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free like me, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. Between working and school and everything that I do with working out, it is so important for me to save as much time as I can possible without just eating the quickest thing in my fridge, because normally the quickest thing in my fridge isn't the healthiest, but with Green Chef that isn't the case. You can save so much time while also eating something clean. They will deliver everything that you need to eat clean the easy way this year. You can nourish your body with chef crafted nutritionist approved recipes packed with clean ingredients that support your healthy lifestyle and taste great too. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, which you guys have heard me talk about as well. However, it has a wider array of meal plans to choose from, and there's something for everyone. I love switching between both brands, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. Go to greenchef.com/60fromeve and use code 60fromeve to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months, you guys. Definitely make sure you guys go to greenchef.com/60fromeve and use 60fromeve at checkout for 60% off. Thank you, Green Chef, for sponsoring today's episode, the number one meal kit for eating well. Let's continue with the rest of the episode. Do you want to talk about Korean skincare? Because I went to like the products you got on Amazon. I think it's Arua or something.
Anua.
Oh my goodness. And I'm loving it. So talk to us. How'd you get into Korean skincare? What are the benefits you see of Korean skincare versus other skincare?
Yeah. So Korean skincare is just worlds ahead of us. I mean, that's just the fact. They just are. They have done the whole holistic thing for years, and Americans have not done that. So when I really started getting into the holistic health and like really like curing yourself from the inside, a lot of Korean articles and a lot of Korean stuff came up. And so I started researching a little more about Korean skincare and their traditions and what do they do. And because if you've seen any Korean woman, they have the most unbelievable skin.
Yeah.
They age like perfectly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm like, correlating, like these women have gorgeous skin. Maybe I should look into what they're doing. First thing that I did was wearing sunscreen every day. That's actually a Korean thing. That is a Korean
Really?
Of wearing sunscreen every single day. That was introduced to skincare from the whole Korean world. So obviously that we all know that that's really important now. So that was the first thing. But the second thing was double cleansing. And double cleansing is you cleanse your face first with an oil cleanser. And oil pulls oil. So all of that congestion and stuff is not going to come out with a regular cleanser. It needs to be an oil cleanser. And that was something that I think not a lot of people knew about.
I didn't know that
too. Yeah. So double cleansing is an unbelievable thing. If you have acne, if you have clogged pores, even if you have dry skin, it's like an extra nice like strip of cleanser. And then you follow up the second time with a second wash with a regular foaming cleanser, whatever cleanser you want. But the oil cleanser is the first thing you need to do. It's very, very essential, especially if you're wearing sunscreen every day, because sunscreen doesn't come off with regular cleanser. It is too thick of a product. So, and makeup and et cetera. So that started because obviously makeup wipes were huge. And I'm like, I don't want to wear makeup wipes. I know they're so bad for you. How do I get my makeup off? So then that's where the cleansing balm came into the play. And then now it's oil cleanser. So that was the the ray of what happened there.
Yeah.
And then doing more, obviously, research as I fell in love with double cleansing. Now I do the seven toner method. I do all of these things because Korean skincare, what's different about Korean skincare is they don't use a lot of ingredients. Like toners, for example, the reason why they do seven layers of toners is because each toner is usually only one or two ingredients. Mm-hmm. So each toner is going to do a different thing. And layering each toner, it helps with the barrier of the skin, it helps with hydration, it helps with everything. And that's where that glowy glass skin look comes from. Obviously not from, just from the seven toner layer method, but that is why they do it. And so when, as I got into Korean skincare, their skincare is very like gentle, but still yet very effective versus a lot of American skincare, very, very harsh. It's very quick to do its job. And I think that, again, that quick fix is not always good. It's not always good. You're going to burn the shit out of your skin. You're going to irritate your skin because there's so many products or so many ingredients in that one product that your skin doesn't know what to do with it. So that's how I really, I mean, I start kept trying more products, loving it. So I kept trying more and I love it. And now literally my entire routine is Korean products and SkinCeuticals and like Caudalie, like a few like miscellaneous stuff, but most of it is Korean. And Anua is an amazing brand. It's one of my favorite Korean skincare brands.
Yeah, I just started using their oil cleanser, their toner, and then the cleansing pads.
Oh, the Heartleaf pads. Those are so good. Yeah.
Yes. So I've been like on top of it because I also was one of those people that I was like, I'm not going to care about skincare until my skin starts clearing up. Like that was how I viewed it. And then my skin did start to clear up, I think, just from getting older, giving up the gluten, like making a few lifestyle changes. I was like, okay, now I'm going to focus on what I'm putting on my skin.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, both of them are so important, internal and external, but I really have been loving and enjoying Korean skincare.
So besides skincare, internal, we went through all that. I want to talk about tools that you use, more specifically red light therapy, because I've been hearing about red light therapy for a very long time. I have like the red light therapy mask. I have like a red light light bulb in my room that I put on like once it gets like darker and I'm like trying to sleep. So what are the benefits of red light therapy and what are some of your favorite skincare tools?
Yeah, so definitely one of my favorite skincare tools is a red light mask. Mm-hmm. The red light is so amazing. It's an infrared is probably what you mean by the light bulb.
Yeah.
Red light is amazing. It reduces redness. It helps with collagen production. It helps with wrinkles. It helps with everything. Blue light is what's going to really help with acne because blue light kills bacteria.
Okay.
And that also stimulates collagen as well. But if you ever get a mask that has both options, it's amazing because you can kind of treat both. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why, but my skin gets red. I don't know why it gets red.
I have rosacea, so same.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like something that I'm accumulating over time, but I don't really know what it is. But I do suffer with redness on my cheeks a lot. And I wouldn't tell because I wear so much blush, but But red light's amazing for that. It's going to stimulate the collagen. It's going to help with the redness. It's going to just help calm your skin down. Mm-hmm. It is such an amazing tool to have. And I think that's more of a newer thing as well. People are just starting to get into it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. When I used to go to an esthetician, she used to like do my skincare and then she would put red light and then blue light.
Yes, yeah. Blue
I would
light is
fall
great.
asleep and just let it like
I
go
know,
on
it's
my
so nice. The
skin.
big mask that goes over.
Yes. I'd be like so claustrophobic at first, and then after a certain amount of time, like I'd just fall asleep.
I know. Blue light's great too. Blue light, if you have acne, blue light is so beneficial because it does kill that bacteria on the skin. Red light
Yeah.
doesn't do that. So it's good to have both.
Do you have a recommendation of like any brands that have both?
Yeah, so I use the Dr. Dennis Gross mask.
Okay.
I love it. It has both options and it's very, very powerful.
Okay.
That's also another thing when you're looking at red light, you need to make sure it's a specific hertz. Like it needs to be, I think, over 1,000 hertz for it to be like effective, because all of these like other red light masks that people are just creating, they need to be a specific amount, like a very powerful amount of hertz for it to actually penetrate into the skin and to be actually effective for
Yeah, that's good to know because honestly, like, I think the one I have is from Amazon. And now that you said that, I'm like, it probably doesn't have all that.
Yeah, so the masks, invest in it. Don't cheap
Yeah.
out on it. You should probably spend at least $200 on a mask. If it's
Yeah.
less than that, it's probably not as powerful as it should be. Like the Dr. Dennis Gross mask is like $400. It's pricey.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's a great investment.
And
I
does it
think
like die out, or it's like you have it
you have to
forever?
charge it every I don't know. I charge it maybe like me. I use it every day, so maybe once a week I charge it. And it's a 3 minute setting. So you press the button and it's 3 minutes, which that's how you know it's really powerful, because
Yeah.
going for longer than that, and it can actually cause your skin to get more red. So that perfect like sweet spot, 3 minutes, 4 minutes is a good time to keep it on. But some people like walk around and like do other stuff. And yes, it's convenient, but it's actually probably damaging your skin in the long run if you use it for too long. So yeah, I like the Dr. Dennis Gross one because it has that 3 minute timer on it. It just shuts off when it's ready. And then same thing with the blue light.
Cool. I want to talk about hair oiling because I've been doing it recently and I've actually seen, I like chopped my hair off not even a year ago. And now
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I do that? Because now I want my hair long. So I've been hair
Sound like
oiling.
me.
Yeah, biggest, I like haven't grown my hair since I was like 17. And I'm like, I'm determined to grow it out. So talk to us a little bit about growing. I mean, looking at your hair right now, I'm like, wow, like the volume, the shininess, like give us all your best hair care tips.
Yeah, so I've had quite the hair journey. I had beautiful and like long hair when I was in high school, and then when I got to college, I went to Alabama and I wanted to fit in. I'm a little Brazilian girl. I'm actually Brazilian, Russian, and Nigerian. So you cannot
Oh,
even
wow.
imagine my mix compared to all of the southern girls that I was around. So I'm like, blonde hair, I need to be blonde. So I started just frying my hair off. It was the worst thing I could have ever done, but to fit in, and that also has a lot to do with I wasn't confident in myself, and I just wasn't comfortable with who I was, and I felt so different from everybody. So I'm like, okay, I want to fit in, I'm going to dye my hair blonde. So started dyeing my hair blonde right before college, kept dyeing it, kept dyeing it, kept dyeing it, ended up dyeing my hair black, and then like things maybe a couple months later, I'm like, yeah, I didn't like that. I want to go back light. So I went back light again. So here I am frying my hair off, frying my hair off. And then around junior year of college, my hair was so mad at me, like so pissed. So I chopped it like to here.
Wow.
And my hair grows, my hair actually, I'm lying. So I was chopping it. I chopped it. And then I was like, okay, whatever, I'll let it grow out. So then I let it grow out for a little bit, decided I wanted to dye it again. So then I was working at Ulta at the time, fried my hair off because I was
Wow.
getting my hair blonde at Ulta, fried my hair off again. And then that was my second session of frying my hair off. So now I went through two rounds of full growth and frying it. So then during COVID, I chopped my hair off to here, and that was it. I never touched it again. When I got engaged, I stuck extensions in for about 6 to 7 months. Wasn't the best for my hair either. Didn't think that it would have damaged my hair, but it wasn't the best for it. So then when I took it out, it's been over a year. I took my extensions out and I completely grew my hair all virgin natural.
Okay.
So hair oiling is probably the best thing that I ever started doing. It's been over a year now that I hair oil. Hair oiling, the thing with hair oiling that people don't understand is it's not just the scalp, it actually hydrates the strand, complete strand of hair. So it hydrates it from the scalp all the way down to the ends. So that's why it's so powerful, because your entire strand of hair is getting treatment versus like a product that you're just putting on the ends or whatever shampoo kind of thing. It is so amazing. So that's one of my number one hair tips. Number two would be stop applying heat to your hair every day. That is so bad for you. I didn't realize that. I mean, I used to curl my hair. I used to, you know, especially when you have extensions in, you're curling your hair all the time because you want it to look perfect all the time. And you're not realizing you're actually frying your real hair. So that's one other thing. And then heatless hairstyles. So like, this is heatless. This is my sock overnight.
That is crazy.
That I use every single night.
Is your natural hair straight?
No, my hair is actually really wavy, almost like curly.
Okay. Wow. How? Because I have curly hair. Like you wouldn't be able to tell, because I mean, this is like third day blow dry. I blow dry. Yeah. I use heat on my hair once a week. I blow dry it. The rest of the week is a hair mask. So like I've been cutting down on it, but like I want to do like the little soft thing you do.
You would love it then. If you benefit, I mean, if you only wash your hair once a week, which I only wash my hair once a week, I'll wash my hair, I'll do my hair oiling mask, I'll wash my hair a couple hours after, and then I'll blow dry it, I'll style it however I want, and that is all the heat I put in. So then I'll use my overnight blowout socks. I have socks and I stick rods in them.
Yeah.
And I stick them up in my hair, and every morning until my hair gets dirty is what I'll do. So it'll last me like, I'll do it every night, probably 4 or 5 nights after I wash my hair, and then I'll stick it in a slick back for the last day, and then I'll have my oil, because I really do love a slick back. Like, it's one of my favorites to do with my hair. And so I try to limit that to like once a week, because it's not the best, but there are definitely ways to make it non-damaging.
Yeah, I have like a similar hair care. I'll do a hair mask once, like normally Thursday. Like today I'm probably gonna put a hair mask in, and then tomorrow blow dry it for the weekend. And then if it like gets, because going to the gym, like my hair gets oily and sweaty so fast, so it's like if it does and I don't want to just use heat on it for the weekdays, I'll just wear it natural. But my natural hair is like mousse and gel, and like it's a lot.
Yeah, that's how mine is. That's why I never really wear my hair natural, only in the summertime usually, because in the wintertime when I'm wearing my hair natural, I find my hair gets dirtier quicker, because it's not styled, and I'm just always touching it and flicking it around back and forth, because it's big. Like my hair gets like big.
Same.
It's very, very frizzy, very curly, very just big. So yeah, that's why I do it every week. People are always asking me, like when I post my videos and like a video will go viral, they'll be like, oh, it must be nice to have straight hair. I'm like, actually I don't have straight hair.
I have really curly hair. Wow.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love having curly hair, because the days I want it comes out good natural, I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful for this.
I know, right? I know. Here I am. I'm like blow drying my hair every week. But like, it's nice in the summertime, or when I go on vacation and stuff like that. It's really nice. Yeah.
A lot of your content is self-care and just focusing on your skincare, your hair care. How have you seen that? Just having a self-care routine, or even just like your wineless nights. I know like you post a little bit about like living a soft life, and like how is kind of self-care incorporated in that? And what do you think in your life makes you feel like you have like that little soft life?
Little bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think just taking care of myself and being in a feminine energy with myself is so important. And it just, I think, radiates through me. I'm a very bubbly, positive person. And I think that you need to implement that to yourself. You know what I mean? And I feel so good when I do my hair and I love my hair, or I do my makeup and I love my makeup, and I wake up in the morning and I love my skin. Like, I just think there's nothing more important than being confident in yourself. And I had so many years of being a party animal and, you know, just doing whatever, not taking care of myself. And you know, I got married, I settled down, and like, I just needed to live in that softer life. I also have a lot of family trauma. I have a lot of family shit that has happened to me in the past 2 years. And when I cut that off, I cut all that toxic energy off. That's when the softer energy, like the softer life and the self-care and taking care of myself all happened. Because I talk about this all the time on my podcast, but when I cut out that toxic energy, I realized how bad I was treating myself. Mm-hmm. I realized that I wasn't taking care of myself the way that I should be taking care of myself. And that's why I was insecure. And that's why I had a lot of anger. And that's why I just wasn't living my life to the best capabilities, you know? And so when I did that, that's where that feminine energy started really like coming in and being able to take care of myself and just loving who I was, because I knew that I was capable of cutting that out and removing that from my life. And when you do that, if you have to do that in your life and you have to remove family and important people in your life that are, you end up being toxic, you'll learn that it's the hardest thing that you have to do. It is grieving someone that is alive.
Yep.
And it is so hard. And if you can get through that, you can get through anything, truly.
Yeah. The courage to walk away
it's
from
hard.
someone that you love that you can't help because they're not helping you is the hardest thing you could ever do. And I went through, like, I was in a really long, I was in the 5-6 year relationship, and it was like draining me. And I was 17 to 22. I'm 23 now. Like, leaving a relationship where you know that it's stripping away your confidence, it's toxic, it's like, and it's not like the person is like trying to like hurt you, it's just that's the energy they're bringing into your life. And leaving that, you will meet a new version of yourself. So like,
100%.
Even you saying like you found your confidence, you found your voice, like that's because you cut people and things like that out of your life.
Yeah, mine was actually my dad. So it was, I mean, when I was a kid, I looked up to my dad. He was everything, but that's because I didn't know who he was. And when I finally started finding out who he was, that's when that whole crap came in. And then when I realized I just couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I've been taking your shit for so many years. And what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this to myself? And so when I finally did, it was like a wave of just like clarity and confidence. I'm like, holy crap. Like, my life kind of like flashed before my eyes. And I'm like, I've been dealing with this for so long and I've never even noticed it, you know? And so when I cut him out and I cut, you know, his family out, which are all the same, I started realizing that I was not living up to my full potential. I was not really who I was inside, wasn't able to come out. And that's where I say, like, about 2 years ago is when I like really started taking care of everything, because I now didn't have this like dark cloud over my life, dark cloud over everything I did. And that's where my confidence and my voice and just me started coming out. And it's, I mean, I don't even know myself 2 years ago. I don't know that girl. Who I am now is who I really am.
Yeah.
And it's, again, like I said, it's the hardest thing you have to do, but it is the most beneficial and rewarding thing you can do in your life, because there's nothing better than being able to live that soft life.
Yeah.
And soft life doesn't come when you have toxicity in your life. It just doesn't.
It doesn't. And I get so many DMs from girls actually that are like living in toxic households and they're, you know, under a roof that they can't leave. They can't financially
Horrible.
Support. And I always like say, I'm like, I saw this like quote once and it was like, if you're living in a house that's on fire, it's hard for you to believe that the rest of the world isn't on fire too.
100%. That's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
I mean, even my actions, even the way that I used to handle trauma or handle situations were so wrong because of what I was surrounded by. It's all I knew. You know what I mean? It's all I knew. I grew up thinking that that was the right way to handle things.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And when you realize that, it's kind of like a holy shit moment. You're like, the hell have I been doing? Like, what am I doing? I need to change. And it's the most powerful feeling. It's yet upsetting, but yet powerful, because it's like you feel disappointed in what you have done, and not what you've done or the life you've been living, but yet it's very powerful to know that you need to fix that. And I always say, like, there's nothing's ever going to change if you don't accept your flaws or don't accept what you need to change. It's never going to change if you do not look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I need to change this. I need to do this. This is not the way I'm supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And I always say too, therapy doesn't work if you lie. If you're lying to yourself, your life's not going to change.
You're setting yourself back.
I mean, nothing's going to change if you lie or you just don't live in reality.
And it's so hard too, like if it's your family, because you're like, am I supposed to cut this out? Am I supposed
to?
It's so difficult. And like I said, like that girl that DM'd me, she was in a very similar situation with her father. And she sent me this quote once and it was like, men lose their minds when they realize their daughters aren't as forgiving as their wives or something like that. And it hits, because it's like at the end of the day, whether it's your mother, your father, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your sister, that's a human being. And it's like that human there's no necessarily like, you have to be this with them. You have to have this relationship. It's like, are they bringing positivity? Are they bringing negativity?
Yeah.
It's
That
so
is a
difficult.
huge toxic thing when it comes to family. A lot of the times your family actually is the most toxic people in your life. And you don't even realize it because it's family. And you're like, oh, I should never go against my family. Blah, 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 blah. But if they're not bringing a positive experience or they're not giving you anything to benefit from your relationship with them, it doesn't matter if they're your freaking dad or your friend. It doesn't matter.
I think recently, even just like influencers like you, it makes me want to be feminine. It makes me want to take care of myself. And that's been stripped away from us because it's like, you're too high maintenance and you're too this and you expect this. And it's like, no, I'm playing the woman role because I should be. And it's like, now I'm very traditional and I'm like, this man has to play the traditional man role or I'm not interested.
It's so funny because the past 2 years you say like, women are a boss and women can do anything. And it's like, of course we can do anything, but that doesn't mean that we don't need to be women.
Yeah.
We don't need to be the man. Yeah. We can do whatever that's why it's so beautiful to be a woman, because you can be successful and you can achieve anything you want. The world is yours to achieve.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you have to change being a woman and taking care of yourself and being in your feminine energy. And that also has to do with the sassy man syndrome that's going around.
Oh my God.
Like,
I'm
come
a single
on.
Girl in her 20s right now.
I can't. Like, it wants to be stripped away, but then they don't want you to be feminine or too feminine or too high maintenance. But then they also don't want you to be the breadwinner. But then they want to be the one in their feminine energy. It's like the whole freaking thing. Like, be a man and be a woman.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, whatever it is. Like,
go back to our roots here.
Let's just relax. Anybody can be whoever they want to be. Yeah. But let's not take away things from other people. Yes. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain
that.
No,
I agree. Because,
way,
like, as a woman, I'm like, I want to be successful and have a successful podcast. But then I'm like, but I also want to be a wife and a mom and have a provider. And then
100%.
I'm like, why do I have to choose? Like, I can have both.
No,
and like if
both.
You're with a man that's like, I've met many guys, I don't want you to ever work, I don't want you making your own money. And like, if that's the way they want, that's fine, and they're gonna find a woman that doesn't want to work and doesn't want to make her own money. But like, for me, I kind of am like both ways. I'm like, I'm in my 20s and I'm single, so I'm going to work now. But there will be a day where I'm just going to be that turning my brain off and just a little woman, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it's important when you find a partner to just have someone who's open-minded, who just wants to be with you because it's you. Whatever you want to do is cool. Like, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, cool. If you want to work, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. I don't think finding a partner based off of their like checklist is ever going to work out.
Nope.
Ever. Like, I met my husband when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
When I was 18 years old, who knew what the fuck I wanted to do? He was cool with it. And now whatever I want to do.
Is that how long
you
guys dated?
Yeah, we've been dating since 2015.
That is crazy.
I know. We were 18. I started dating him the weekend before I turned 18.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is insane.
Yeah, it's literally insane. And it's like, I say this also on my podcast all the time, like, the reason why our relationship is so strong is because we are completely different people than we were when we were 18.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find a partner that you can grow with, and that like, you're both growing, and not one's not staying here and one's staying here, you're both growing at the same pace. Even if that person's not changing their career or not changing whatever in their life, they're still supporting you and they're still going to grow with you because they're still loving that new version of you.
Yep.
And I think that's the most important thing when finding a partner, is there's no checklist. They're just with you because they want to be with you. They don't want to be with what you can bring to the table or whatever it may be.
Me and my friend always say, like, the grass is always greener where you water it. I feel like men nowadays are very quick to, like, the second they don't like something a woman does, it's like, I'm out. And women can be the same way too. But like, we've learned that, like, I always say, I'm like, a man will grow 100 times more successful with the right woman by his side.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Same with me. I mean, we couldn't have accomplished what we have accomplished now if we didn't push each other.
Yeah.
Because we both grew up in households, or we both have families that are not like that. They're very like, this, you know, like, you have to do this. You have to go into the corporate world. You have to, you know what I mean? And like, that's how we were taught. to grow up, and we're completely doing opposite things now. Like, we're not doing anything that had to do with that. We both have our own businesses. Like, it's, but we wouldn't have been able to do that without each other's support.
Yeah.
And I think that you're so right about a man will grow 100% if he has the right woman, because I'm sure there were things that he wanted to do in his career that I was scared about, but I still supported him. You know what I mean? And the same thing with me. I left my, what I knew was the right way to do it. And now I'm places where I never thought I would be before. And he had to support me. I'm sure he was scared. I'm sure he was like, holy shit, she doesn't have a job anymore. Like, she's going to take a leap of faith in this. But it's like, those are just two examples, just in career path. Yeah. Like, it's just, you just have to find the right person that will grow with you.
I agree.
Think that's really important.
Yeah, that's like, I think the biggest thing, like being someone that pushes you to go to the gym on days you don't want to, but then will
they
support
have to
you
tell
on the
you,
days where you're having a bad
they have
day.
to not be afraid to tell you when you're wrong. And tell you when you're slacking, or tell you when you need to do this. Like, honestly, like when I was like still in that toxic life, like I didn't know how to handle constructive criticism. And my husband's always been like, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I'm always like, I always got defensive because I'm like, what do you mean? Like, everyone's always told me I have to do something different and blah, 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 because I had that toxic energy. Everyone was always telling me like, you're not good enough, you're not doing this. Like, and so when he would tell me that, it's, I would get defensive and I'd be like, oh, why are you telling me to change or whatever? But it's not that. He was just pushing me to be better. And he was just pushing me to be uncomfortable, because when you're uncomfortable is when you grow. If you're comfortable in your life and you're comfortable with everything you're doing, you're not growing. You're complacent. I mean, that's just what it is.
No, yeah, I always say your comfort zone will kill you.
Yeah. Oh my God. And having a partner that pushes you out of that comfort zone is so, so, so important.
I agree. I love everything we talked about today. I feel like we went from like skincare and hair care to
we went all around
session.
The board.
Honestly, those are like the best kinds of episodes. Just to end off, I always ask my guests, what is your favorite quote, a quote that you live by, something that you remind yourself on kind of like darker days?
Yeah, I think that something that I've lived by for a while now is, when you're gone, people will always remember the way you make them feel. And I think that that's really important to me when I create content, when I connect with people that follow me. Like, if I make them feel like I love them, because I do love them, and I make them feel the way I feel inside, it, that's how, like, you'll really understand who I am and how authentic I feel about my followers or my content or just my life or my career. Like, it's just, I think it's so important. And I think it's so true that you don't remember what the person was wearing on their wrist or clothes they were wearing. You remember how they made you feel inside.
I love that. And there's like a TikTok, I think, like voiceover that's going around too, where it's like, I don't think of that girl whose body I saw a
Oh,
few years ago. Yeah, I love that one.
It's so true.
It is.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's so true. It's so true. You always remember the way that person made you feel. If that person made you feel insecure, you're going to remember that. If that person was mean to you and made you feel sad, you're going to remember that. If that person made you like feel like there was a positive energy around you and you just felt happy, you're going to remember that. Like, you're always going to remember the way that people make you feel.
100%. I love that so much. Before we go, give everyone your socials, where they can find you. I'm going to link everything in the description too, but just for everybody listening so that they know where to get more of your content from.
Yeah. So my handle is Tat Lafata. It's TatLafata on everything, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And I also have a podcast. It is on Spotify, Apple, all everywhere. But it's called The Beauty Room with Tatiana. And I share literally everything that we've talked about.
Yeah, no, you guys are gonna binge her TikToks and Instagram. I'm telling you now, it's like 12:30 and I'm like just scrolling through, like writing down in
my
notes
God,
app what to
that's
buy.
So funny. I mean, I really like really, really appreciate that. And I love creating content, love creating valuable content that people actually learn from. It's not just like a brain fart, you know?
Yeah. But thank you so much for coming on. Make sure you guys follow her on all her socials. I'll have them linked in the description. Check out her podcast, her TikTok, her Instagram. And yeah, you've been amazing. I love how many conversations we chatted about.
I know. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun. I love talking about all things beauty and self-care.